Hello there, my name is Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Now, I've been wanting to make this video for the longest of times. I never really got around to it. Now, it's a bit of a geeky one. It's not like some of my other videos. It's about how you can use a display from an old Nokia 5110 with a Raspberry Pi. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. So the Nokia 5110 5110 was released in 1998 and it was one of the iconic Nokias among many, because around that time Nokia really were on a really high and lots of their phones were iconic, including one of the follow-ups to this one, which was the 8110, which was in the Matrix movie. Now, there were so many of these devices made that there are lots and lots of the displays that you can get actually secondhand out of these devices, or in fact they're still in production. It uses a Philips display with an 84 by 48 resolution, that's monochrome pixels, and it's a great way to add something to your project so that you can actually get status information, you actually build some gaming out of this, you can give you kind of, you know, update. It's a great way to get a visual kind of thing in your display. They don't cost very much and they're really easy to use. So this display actually uses an interface called SPI, the Serial Peripheral Interface. It's one of the de facto standards for talking to peripherals along with I2C, for example. Now, SPI actually uses four pins, one for the data going in each direction, one for a clock. And what actually happens when you've got this display, you actually need eight pins in total. By the time you use the four for the SPI, then you need one for ground, one for power, one for controlling the backlight, and then another one for reset. So you need eight wires in total, which is more than other types of display, but this is just so cool. This is a Nokia display, and we can get it working with our Raspberry Pi. Now, there are a couple of steps to getting it working. The first up is to wire up those eight pins. Now, I'll show you a wiring diagram in a moment. Really simple once you follow it through. What I did was I took my display and I soldered a header onto it so I could put the kind of the jump cables onto it really easily, put it into a breadboard. Now, when you're wiring things up with the Raspberry Pi, here is a bit of a tip. There's a bit of confusion with the numbers. Now, the actual pins, there are 40 pins, are numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way down to 40. But the functions of the pins are given names, and those are related to the pins on the actual Raspberry Pi processor. So, for example, GPIO 18, which is the name from the processor, is actually on pin 12 when you physically number the pins. So you have to be careful. If you see GPIO 18, it doesn't mean pin 18, it means pin 12. And if you have one of these graphics that I'm now going to show you, then that really helps you to wire it up. Now, basically, there are these eight pins on there, and it's really simple. You just wire them up to the right place. And I'll show you the wiring diagram here. And all you've got to do is put, for example, pin 1 over to the 3.3 volt, put pin 2 over to the ground, and then follow the different definitions, because SPI is supported by the Raspberry Pi out of the box, and there are even some dedicated pins. So you're basically connecting up to the pins that are already there dedicated for SPI, along with a few other pins, for example, for controlling the backlight. Now, the reason we've chosen these pins is that we're going to use a library called Luma, luma.lcd, in fact, and there are various different Luma libraries, a Python library that allows you to access this display, but not only this one, loads of them. So if you get used to using Luma, then it's great for accessing all kinds of different displays out there. And so basically, these are the pins that Luma likes to use by default. You can override them, but these are the default ones, so it means it just kind of works out of the box. Now, once you wired it up, you need to go over to your Raspberry Pi and you need to install the Luma library and the examples. Super simple, not even worth going through step by step here in the video. There will be a link in the description below to a README file that I've got on my GitHub repository. It's really super simple, about five app install commands that you need, a bit of Git for cloning the examples directory, and that's it. There's nothing really complicated set up. However, one thing you do need to do is make sure that SPI is enabled on your Raspberry Pi. Now, by default, SPI, I2C, some of these other interfaces are not enabled by default. Now, you can either go to the GUI program, the Raspberry Pi configuration, and enable it that way, or you can go from the command line to Raspberry Kai config and then go through the menu, the text menu there, and enable it that way. But you want to enable SPI, and once you've done it, it's probably best to reboot. Now, one quick thing before we go over to the command line is that when I was running these example programs that you get, they weren't very, very bright. You could hardly see the dots on the screen. That's because the default contrast wasn't very high. So I will show you how you can modify the demos to get a higher contrast, and then I'll show you some of the demos, and that's it. You're up and running with a Nokia display on your Raspberry Pi. Okay, so here we are on the Raspberry Pi. This is obviously wired up to the Nokia display. Now, if you follow the steps that I gave you in the README file, then basically you'll have this Luma examples directory, and inside that is another directory folder called examples, and here you will see loads and loads of different examples. So let's run one of them. For example, let's start with the maze one. It just generates little mazes. So you say Python 3 maze. Now you need to set the display type. So that is the PCD 8544. And we need to specify that we're using the SPI interface. Once you run that, it says, yep, I found the PCD 8544. I'm using SPI, and it will start drawing little mazes on the display. But the point is, if I show you here, those mazes look really, really dim. You can't see them very well. So let's just modify the program to improve that contrast. So what we do is we go nano maze.py, and then we scroll right down here to the bottom now. And so where you see this line where it says get device, that's basically how it connects up to the display. We can now actually modify some of the parameters and features of that device. In this case, the contrast. So you just do device.contrast, and then 60 seems to be a good value. So let's save that and run it. And now we can see the mazes are being produced, and they are much brighter there on the screen. Now, you probably noticed that the backlight's not on. If you want to switch on the backlight, you need to add an extra parameter, dash dash backlight dash active space high. And now if we run that, we'll see actually the backlight is also illuminated. Now, as you can see, there's actually quite a lot of demos here available doing all kinds of stuff that allow you to show a clock, to show NAD GIFs, you can even show a video, you can start to even, you know, play the game of life there. Lots of interesting things. Now, there is one called SysInfo, which I modified slightly to be called SI. Python to show stuff that I wanted to show, basically system information. So let's run that and see how it looks. And as you can see there, you get the uptime, how long the Raspberry Pi has been running, the amount of memory that's being used and the amount that's free, how much space you've got on your SD card, and the IP address. Now, that last one is often a useful one. If you have an embedded project and you want to find out what the IP address is, then you can display it all the time on that little display there, so you don't have to go hunting for it on the network. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this geeky look at using an old Nokia display on your Raspberry Pi. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. If you like these kind of videos, then why not stick around by subscribing to the channel? Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Gary Explains, and I also have a monthly newsletter covering everything I do here on Gary Explained, everything I do over on Android Authority. And you can get that by going over to GaryExplains.com, typing email address, no spam, just the newsletter. And I think you'll like it. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.